It's time once again for the mailbag. Let's see what we have today. Dear A Moment of Science, I went to sleep one time and slept for 20 years. What in the world happened to me? Signed, Rip Van Winkle.
Well, Rip, you came to the right place. What happened is that your circadian rhythms got screwed up.
Circadian rhythm. That's named after those insects that come out of the ground every 7 years, isn't it?
No. Those are cicadas. This is circadian. It's from the Latin for about a day.
I knew that.
Anyway, the brain has an internal clock that affects a lot of bodily functions, such as temperature, when we get hungry, hormone levels, and so forth. Scientists believe this clock also governs when we go to sleep and when we wake up.
I think I see how this clock works. If you go to sleep at about the same time every night, under natural conditions, you wake up about 8 hours later.
Right. It's believed that we tend to fall asleep at about the same time each night because chemical activity in the brain induces sleep. Then, for most of us, about 8 hours later, our brain clock switches on chemical activity that wakes us up, assuming the neighbor's barking dog doesn't awaken us first.
That's cool. With all this talk about sleep, I think I'm ready for a nap.
Me too. Your place or mine?
Hey!
Just kidding.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.